My guest today on the Score Report is Garraway School Superintendent, Dr. Jim Millay. Dr. Millay, thanks so much for being with us today.
Oh, as always, Michael, thanks for having me. It's hard to believe we're sitting here already in December and approaching winter break, so I'm really excited and want to take this time to thank our students, families, staff, and supporters for a great first half of the school year.
As you mentioned, it is that time. We're almost to the mid-year break. And so what's going on at Garraway? This is always an exciting time, lots of Christmas programs. Kind of give us an update on what's going on at Garraway.
Sure. Yeah, it's a very exciting time for everybody, and there's a lot going on. So right now we're wrapping up winter activities. So that's everything from concerts and art showcases to athletic events that are going on with winter sports, classroom service projects that Garraway really gets involved with. So we have our high school choir and band concert on December 10th, which is just out on the horizon a little bit. Both of those are always a great favorite for the community. Along with that, we have students involved in all sorts of fundraising. One of the big ones that we do is donations for Friends of the Homeless Shelter in Tuscarawas County, as well as our students going out and offering performances and their great smiles to our local nursing homes. So all that's going on. I do want to encourage families and supporters to always check our school newsletters, our online calendar at garraway.org, because there's definitely a lot happening, and we'd love to see everyone get involved.
So as far as academically, what is on the horizon for the students as we get to the mid-year break?
Yeah, we definitely can't forget about the academics. That's first and foremost what we have going on, and there's a lot happening there too. So our teachers, they continue to focus on mid-year progress. We're approaching that mid-year point, which is December 19th. We just completed first round of state testing, so families will see updates coming home soon on that. I do always encourage parents this time of year to reach out with any questions or connect with their child's teacher before break. Break begins on December 22nd, and we want to make sure that everybody is supported and prepared for the second half of the school year to meet with a lot of success.
Absolutely. And of course, we've already had one this year, and that is school delays and closings. We got some snow and basically everybody was closed. So let's take an update. What procedures does Garraway do to close if the decision has to be made to close school?
Sure. I do want to remind everyone that as that winter weather approaches, and as you mentioned, we've already seen it rear its head, that we will communicate delays or closures through our automated call system, text alerts, it's on our website, and of course it's on WKLM radio, so we appreciate that. When winter weather or inclement weather rears its head, student safety is always our top priority. So the way it works is, typically, our team begins monitoring conditions very early in the morning, if not the night before, and we always stay in close contact with local road crews, law enforcement, and neighboring districts. So what we're looking at is we're looking at road conditions across the entire district, not just in town, because our buses travel to rural routes that may freeze or drift long before the main roads do. So there's a lot to look at and a lot to consider. But if the roads are deemed unsafe for our buses to travel, we're going to delay or we're going to cancel. And I just have to say that those decisions are never taken lightly, but they're always made with student and driver safety at the center. So I just ask our families to make sure that their contact information is up to date so they can receive their text and their call and their email alerts, as well as tuning into WKLM for announcements. And we're going to post those updates consistently and as early as we make those decisions. I sure do appreciate and want to thank everybody for understanding and support during the tough weather. Nobody typically likes that tough weather, but we're going to work together to make sure that we keep everybody safe. It's a big responsibility, and we take it seriously.
Anything you want to add before we wrap up today?
Well, I would just like to say on behalf of the entire Garraway School District that I wish everybody a safe, restful, and joyful Christmas season. And once we get to that point of break on December 22nd, we will look forward to welcoming our students back for the second half of the school year and a brand new year on the calendar.
Dr. Millay, thank you so much. I believe we're going to chat one more time with you guys before the end of the year, and we will look forward to what the next half of school has in store. It's hard to believe that we're already talking about the second half of school.
Yeah, thank you very much, Michael. We appreciate it.
No problem. My guest today on the School Report, Dr. Jim Millay from Garraway Schools. I'm Michael on WKLM.